Teach 613 proudly presents a lecture series on Perek Shira, the Song of Creation, by Rabbi Mordechai Rhein. This series was originally recorded in Young Israel of Cherry Hill. For more information about this series or other presentations by Rabbi Rhein, please visit teach613.org. We thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoy.
We're doing the fig this evening. I titled it Fig and Yehoshua, the Successful Student. We'll see why. Te'ena Omeres. The fig says, this is its song in creation, its message that it wants to share with us. According to the author, here it is. Notzer te'ena yochal pirya, a pasuk from Mishle Proverbs, he who guards the fig shall eat its fruit. How's that for enigmas? Quote number two. A Rashi, based on the Medrash, Chumash Bamidbar. Pasuk says that Moshe asked Hashem to appoint the next leader. Yifgod Hashem. Hashem should appoint the next leader. We want a leader that will lead the Jewish people into battle. Not that he's going to stand back there and say, okay guys, go! Right? And to this day, in the Israeli army, the slogan of commanders is, somebody? Acharai, after me. Commander has to lead. And that's why they take such a high fatality rate on commanders. Moshe wants a leader. Omar, he said, Higia shor she'etvat tzorochai. It has come time for me to ask what I need, what I want. Sheyirshu bonai eskedulasi, that I would like my children to take over. Apparently, his children were qualified, otherwise Moshe never would have asked. Moshe wanted his children to take his place. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Lo kach olsa b'machshava lefanai. That's not what I would like to do. What would Hashem like to do? Kedai hu Yehoshua lita schar shimusho. It's fitting for Yehoshua, Joshua, the student, to receive the reward of his devoted service. Shalomosh mitocha ohel, he never left the tent of study. Vizeu she'omar Shlomo, this is what Shlomo said, pasuk in Mishle, notzer te'ena yochal pirya. One who guards the fig tree shall eat its fruit. Clearly a link between this enigmatic statement about the fig and Yehoshua. What does the fig symbolize? Quote number three, understanding the fig. Medrash, Loma Nimshala Torah Bata'ino. Why is the Torah compared to a fig? Sherov ha'ilanos, because most trees, hazayis, the olive, hagefen, grapes, hatamra, the date, milkotin ka'achas, they can be collected, they can be harvested at one time. It's the correct season to harvest it, and people go out and they harvest the whole field at once. Grapes is the one that's most known to us, because the harvest time for the grapes is just about Sukkot time. And grapes need hashgacha. They need a rabbi out there certifying how it was handled, because grape products generally need extra certification. It is quite common for those dedicated folks among us who are mashgichim for grapes to be away from their families for Sukkot. It's done at a certain time of the year. And at that time of the year, you put in a few weeks, whatever it is, you harvest the whole field. hateina, but the fig is different. Nilketes ma'at ma'at. You have to harvest it as it ripens, because otherwise either the bugs get it or it falls from the tree, and because it's so soft, it hits the ground and gets ruined. You have to be around to harvest them as they get ready. Kacha Torah, that's the comparison of Torah. Hayom lomed ma'at, today you learn a little bit. L'machar harbe, and tomorrow you learn a little more. You can't cram with Torah. You have to do it every day. You have to come out and see which ones are ready to be picked. L'fisha eina mislamedes, you can't accomplish in Torah lo b'shonov, lo b'shonasayim, not in 1 year, not in 2 years. It's an ongoing daily process. We all remember those school years where if you didn't have such a good semester, so you crammed the last 2-3 days before the final. You know what they say, easy come, easy go. But essentially, you could pull it off. But Torah doesn't work like that. You want to acquire it, it's a little bit, another little bit, until you've achieved. Right, the old story that they say about the rabbit and the turtle. The rabbit's very nice. He goes in spurts of energy and goes to sleep. The turtle keeps plugging. One step, two step, three step. Eventually he crosses the finish line. That's the fig. You gotta be around here. And if you're around, you pick what's picked today, and tomorrow you'll pick what's for tomorrow.